Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's
message. It's harvest time. And with harvest, I looked it up. It says a process or a period gathering crops. Harvesting, reaping, picking, collecting. So we have been ministering to our family members, our coworkers, and God said, now it's time to see that turnaround. Now it's time to see them to begin to come in. And we've been praying hard for these loved ones or for coworkers, for our neighbors. And a lot of times when you're seeking God and you're praying for people, you're like, God, why aren't they getting it? Why aren't they coming? We have to learn how to wait on God. We have to learn how to just pray and be dedicated and knowing that, okay, God, I'm going to keep praying and keep asking for this. Why? Because I know you're going to do it. Because I know it takes time, it takes a process, and I'm going to see it come to pass. With harvest, there's a time to plant the seed. And when you're planting something, it doesn't just happen overnight. But it takes a process. It takes a time. The seeds have to get planted, and after they get planted, they have to be watered. Then the sun has to shine through. But it takes a while. And the first thing that happens is you have to get the seed that you're going to plant. You have to knead the ground or plow the ground that you're going to put it in. And you have to make sure you have the right soil, meaning you have to be planted in God. So in order for us to be able to see that harvest come in, but we have to be, first, we have to be a vessel that God's willing to work through, meaning we have to be open to allow him to use us. We can't be scared. We can't be timid. We can't be afraid of what God can do through us. We have to be willing to let him use us. And then once we step up to the plate and we have that boldness and we're willing to step forward and do what he has commanded us to do, and we say it, we minister to them, we share the love of God no matter what it is, no matter what it takes. Once we're open and we allow him to use us, then we just have to continue to ask God to help us just to shine, be a light. There's that sun. Help us to be a light to those people that we come in contact with. So we're shining that light on them. And as we're loving on them and we're being that light and we're saying, God, what do you want me to say to them today? God, how do you want me to love on them today? As we're being that light, it may not always be easy. It may be hard. There's going to be some storms. There's going to be some tests, some trials. But we still have to be that light. No matter what gets thrown at us, no matter what happens, we still have to be that light. Growing up, God reminded me that I grew up in a church home, and once my mom got married, she ended up marrying a man that he would go to church, and they would go to church, and they pray together. But like everyone else, they have tests, and they have trials. So when they had gotten to a backslidden state, and at that time, I had got to a point where I said, you know what, I'm going to really live this thing out. And I was seeking God on my own, and I began to pray on my own. And even though they'd be arguing, they'd be bickering, I just begin to worship. Just begin to love on them with the love of God. Be able to be helpful, do my chores, whatever it is that I need to do. And try not to give in to the bickering, because a lot of times when you see people arguing around you, sometimes you want to take sides, and you want to pick and choose, or you let it get you down, and you let it change your attitude. But when you begin to seek God and worship God, it begins to change the atmosphere around you. So as I begin to pray more and begin to worship God, a lot of you have heard me pray. When I get excited, my voice begins to elevate because I know the God I serve. So as I begin to pray and begin to worship, not so that I can have them hear me, but because I'm saying, God, I want these walls to come down. I need these walls to be broken down. I need these chains to be broken. And as I begin to pray and seek God, the devil can't help but to flee. Why? Because I'm setting up the atmosphere for God. and I'm asking him to move in a situation. So as I begin to be that light in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the test, in the midst of the battle, that confusion had to stop. You never know when God's going to use you, and you never know how God's going to use you. But we have to continue just to be that light. Continue just to seek God and press into what he wants you to do. Like I said, it comes with hard work, dedication, perseverance, and knowing that it's going to take some time to see that process come to hand. First, I want to go to Psalm chapter 130. And we're going to start at verse 5. Psalm 130, verse 5. I'm going to turn there also with you. I'm going to read it out a few different versions today. Psalm 130, starting at verse 5. Just a second. We're going to go to the New King James Version first. Starting at verse 5, it says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him there is abundant redemption. Now, reading out of the Easy Read version of the Bible, it says, I am waiting for the Lord to help me. My soul waits for him. I trust what he says. I'm waiting for the Lord, like a guard waiting and waiting for the morning to come. Israel, trust in the Lord and wait for the one whose faith is true. He saves us again and again. A lot of times we forget that as we wait on God and as we begin to trust in God, we've seen him do it before. He'll do it again. That reminds me that a lot of times when I'm going through something, I begin to play the song by Ty Tribbett. I can't even think what it's called now. Yes, he'll do it again. But that's the main part. He just reminding you, if he did it before, he'll do it again. And a lot of times we forget, we get stuck in a problem or a situation, and we think, okay, God got me through this. And we forget that he got us through before and that he'll do it again. He's the same God that can do it. If he did it before, he'll do it again. If he did it in something small, why can't he do something big? Why? The God we serve is powerful. He's awesome. He's so awesome. He's so powerful. We have to remember that he will help us. And we have to begin to trust in that waiting period. One of the quotes I found is from Joyce Myers. It says, patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how we behave while we're waiting. I'm going to read it again. Patience is not simply the ability to wait, but it's how we behave while we're waiting. What are you doing during that waiting time? Are you worrying? Are you trying to figure out how you're going to do it on your own? Or are you trusting God, seeking God, knowing, okay, God, you did it before, you're going to do it again, and I know that you're going to do it. I know I'm going to see these things come to pass. I know you're going to touch those loved ones. I know that you're going to answer the prayers I prayed. Like I said before, or I said, I believe it was last Saturday, I've been praying for some loved ones, and I'm starting to see them take a stance for God. I'm starting to see them say, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. I can't play out in the world any longer, but I'm ready to take a stance for God. I'm ready to serve him. And I've been praying and praying. You see, God is so awesome. A lot of times when there's a storm and it's raining, and then once the rain begins to slow down, you'll begin to see a little glimpse of the sun. And that's what God let me see. He said, see, I'm showing you a little glimpse of what I'm getting ready to do, of how I'm going to continue to bring your family in, but you have to continue to wait on me. Continue to seek me. We have to wait on God. We have to trust God. It's hard, and we may not see those loved ones living like they should, but continue to pray, continue to seek him and know that he is in control and know that in his timing is the best timing. That's when it's going to happen. He keeps saying, persevere, be persistent, keep asking, keep knowing that, okay, they're not, I'm loving on them. I see them, but, and they're not living exactly right. I'm still going to love on them with the love of God. Why? Because a lot of times when people are being tested and they're being tried, and then you begin to love on them, they're like, man, God, you still love me even in my mess? God loved us in our mess when we weren't all the way together. So God's going to love them when they're not all the way together either. Continue to seek God. Continue to know that God is in control. The next, I want to go to Galatians 6. Marquise read this message read this scripture last Saturday, and I had already put it in my notes, and I was like, man, Galatians 6, we're going to start at verse 7. And I'm going to read it from the Easy Reverb, Easy Reading version. Okay, Galatians 6, starting at verse 7, it says, if you think you can fool God, you are only fooling yourselves. You will harvest what you plant. And if you live to satisfy a sinful self, the harvest will get you from, the harvest you will get from it is eternal death. But if you live to please the Spirit, your harvest from the Spirit will be eternal life. Who are you trying to please? Are you just seeking to get numbers, to get souls won? Or are you seeking, God, who do you want me to be a light to? God, how do you want me to minister to this person? Even though it's chaotic, even though I don't know what I'm supposed to be saying, a lot of times God just wants you just to be a light, meaning bring peace in the situation. I remember being at work, and I was helping a young lady with some different issues, and I'm helping her at her desk, and there's another lady, and I don't know what was going on in her morning, but she began to like say different things, and I'm like, we're working over here. I don't understand what the confusion is. And the lady just kept saying stuff. And the lady over here, she's like, we're just working. I was like, don't listen. Let's just work. Let's just focus. And the lady became so upset that she came and lunged at the lady to speak to her. And I'm standing there in the middle. So the lady's right here up on me, and the other lady's sitting in her seat. And I just had to push her off and say, wait, we're not doing this. This is not the place. This is not the time. You need to just back up and just wait. But if I would have been in my flesh, then I could have stepped in and said, hey, you're all in my space. What are you doing? Yes, I could have been active. It could have went a whole different way. But because I had peace and because I allowed God to speak through me and treat the situation the right way, then it didn't take a turn for the worse. We have to remember that people are always watching us. So are you portraying Christ the right way? Are you being that light? No matter where you are, no matter what's going on. No matter where you are or what's going on, we have to be a light. We have to continue to encourage, to lift up.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. A lot of times people get weary. They get tired They don't want to continue to wait. Well, farmers, they have to take, it takes a long process. They have to wait a long time for the for it to be harvest time, for them to be able to pick the corn, for them to be able to collect what they have planted. And us, a lot of times, we're praying for those loved ones, but man, they ain't ever going to get saved. We give up. We get frustrated. And yes, a lot of times we may feel like, oh, they're just drifting further and further away from God. But continue to pray. Continue to seek Him, because you never know what's going to happen. I don't pray for something bad to happen to them, for them to wake up, but I, God, give them a wake-up call. Just arrest them in your love and show them now's the time. Now's the time. But we have to continue to seek God. Continue to pray, is what he said. Pray to the Lord that there'll be people that are continue to plant those seeds, continue to be a light so that we can see people coming to his kingdom, so that we can see people saved. We want to see people living for God. But it's up to us to continue to plant those seeds, to continue to be that water, and to know that God's going to give the increase, that God's going to move in that situation. God's going to continue to give you words to say. As long as you allow yourself to be willing and ready for him to move. Are you a worker? Are you ready to let him use you? Next scripture I want to go to is John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And we're going to go all the way down to, we're going to start at verse 37. We're going to start at verse 37. It says, "For in this, the saying is true. One sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors." Now reading it from the Easy Reverb version, it says, "It is true when we say one person plants and another person, but another person harvests the crop." So Marquise may be speaking to someone and he's planting seeds. He's planting seeds. And then maybe Tamron sees the same person and God tells him to say something. And it may even be the same thing that Marquise has already said. But because Tamron, God told him to say it a different way, that's all it takes, is for the person to say, okay, I need to go home. I need to really start living right. A lot of times we'll say things, but because I say it one way, and then Michael comes and says it another way, that's all it takes. But because, not saying that what I said wasn't valid, but they just need that extra little bit of icing to get it across. That little pinch of sugar is what will make a sweet potato taste a little different. Sorry, I'm still thinking about Thanksgiving. But seriously, on a serious note, we can make the same thing. Or I can have Michael help me make the sweet potato pie and we're mixing it. And because I'm saying, okay, we start mixing it and I say, okay, I started this, now you finish it. And Michael's like, man, I need to add just a little bit more cinnamon. It'll make it totally different. Not saying that what I did didn't work, but just saying God sometimes will give the next person a little bit more to help get the point across. And maybe that second person is you. You've been passed the baton, and now it's time for you just to continue to minister to that person. Now it's time for you to continue to be that vessel, to continue just to what God has already started doing in that person. Continue to encourage them, to build them up. We have to remember that God wants to use us, but are we willing? I found a few quotes for you that I thought were good. First one says, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." A lot of times we're just looking for the results. But if you haven't planted any seeds, you're not going to see any results. Meaning if you haven't went and just prayed with your brother or even talked to them, "Hey man, how are you doing? Let me just love on them." Not come at preaching at them, but let me just love on them with the love of God. "How are you doing? Oh, that's what you're going through? Let's just pray real quick." Just loving on them. What are the seeds you're planting is what I got from that. Next one is, says, "Striving for success without hard work is like trying to harvest where you haven't planted." Striving for success without hard work is like trying to harvest where you haven't planted. We have to be vessels no matter where we are. We have to be able to shine that light no matter where we are. And a lot of times people are going through something and they feel like they're all alone, or maybe they're at the end of that storm and they're waiting to see that little rainbow, or they're waiting to see that little glimpse of light. You might just be that. God might be using you. And as long as you're bold and as long as you're ready to be used by him, then they'll see that light and they'll be like, "Oh, that's the confirmation I needed. Or that's the little push I needed." But if you're shying away and you're, "Nah, that's just me, I'm not going to say it," they don't see that light. Now, don't forget that God will send someone else. But you don't want to get to the point where you're not available. You're not in tune to what he's saying so that you can be available to him to use you. The next quote that I found that I really liked, it says, "Plow a little farther, dig a little deeper, sow a little greater, pray a little harder, love a little sweeter. It's harvest time." We have to remember to pray harder. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. Pray harder. We have to dig in our word a little bit more. Plow a little harder. I saw that as getting on your face, getting lost in God's presence a little bit more, loving sweeter, being excited about getting in his word, be excited about worshiping God, be excited about fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters in Christ. A lot of times people just say, "Oh man, I'm going to church." You're not excited about "I'm just going to church." No, get excited about coming and worshiping with your brothers and sisters. Get excited about being in his presence. Because I'm always reminded of that there's people in other countries that have to hide to go and worship. And you know what? They make that sacrifice. Why? Because they know the God they serve. They're excited about praying. They're excited about worshiping. They're excited about God. How much more should we be excited and be happy that we get to come freely and worship God? So it's not just, "Oh, it's something I just do on the weekends." No, I'm excited. I'm going to church. You want to come with me? This is where I'm going. I'm excited. Yes, there's only a few of us, but hey, it's good worship. It's a good word, and I'm being fed, and I'm excited about praising God. So because we're excited, we have to be ready and willing to invite more people and ready and willing to encourage people to come. And you say, "Man, I've been asking people and they're not coming. I'm done asking." No, continue to ask people, because you never know that next person you get ready to ask. "Man, I was looking for a church home and I haven't found one yet." Come on. Come just like that. I tell people, come just like that. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. Let's just go. No matter what they have on, no matter where they are, because God will change them. God can do the rest. If we just get them here, we just be available. But we have to be available for him to use us. Amen? It's harvest time. The synonyms for that, again, is reaping, picking, collecting. God said it's time for us to collect as long as we've been planting. We have to continue to pray for those loved ones, those friends we've been inviting. Continue to pray for them. And know that they're going to come in. Those loved ones, those neighbors. We have to continue to pray. Remember, it's going to take dedication. It's going to take perseverance. It's going to take a lot of prayer. But continue not to grow weary, not to give up. And know that it's going to happen. And I'm going to read this quote one more time by Joyce Myers. It says, patience is not simply the ability to wait, but it's how you behave while you're waiting. How are you acting while you're waiting for this harvest? How are you acting in the meantime while you're waiting for things to happen on your job, while you're waiting for things to happen in your home, while you're waiting for things to happen in relationships with loved ones? How are you reacting? How are you waiting? Are you praying in the midst of that, God, I'm giving it to you. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going on. But God, I'm seeking you. God, I'm giving it back to you. It's all in your hands. It's all in your timing. How are you doing during that waiting time? Lord God, I thank you so much for this time. God, I ask that you just help us to continue just to be lights to everyone we come in contact with. Help us to continue just to invite people to continue to be that light to people we come in contact with, to continue just to know not to grow weary and tired, not to give up, but to continue to persevere, to continue to press in and seek you, Lord God, to continue to be that light to everyone we come in contact with, to continue to pray for those loved ones, those coworkers, Lord God. We're believing that we're going to see their hearts changed. We're going to see them come in. We're going to see them be saved, Lord God. We ask you to touch every family member, every coworker, every neighbor, every relationship, every person that we have been praying about and that we have sown seeds into, Lord God. We're praying that you would give the increase, Lord God. We're praying that you would turn their hearts towards you. We're praying that they would want to be planted and rooted into a good church home, Lord God. We're praying that you would touch their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, that you begin to move like only you can move, Lord God. God, that you begin to touch like only you can touch, Lord God. We ask that you begin to move in a mighty way, Lord God, that as we're waiting in that time, Lord God, to see the results, that we will not get tired, we will not get frustrated, we will not throw in the towel, Lord God, but we will understand that it's a process, Lord God, that it's going to take perseverance, it's going to take diligence, it's going to take dedication, Lord God. We ask that you move in a mighty way, Lord God. We just thank you so much, Lord God, because we know that you are faithful, that you are good, that you are awesome, God. We ask that you move in a mighty way, oh God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the